Welcome to Timeless Vinyl on Sid Valley Radio. It's an hour where we dust off our much-loved 45 RPMs, share our memories, and enjoy the warmth of music that was recorded on little black discs. Would you like a record played? If so, please contact me here at Sid Valley Radio, and I will do my very best to include it in a future programme for you. My email address is julie@sidvalleyradio.co.uk. I'll repeat that, and please note the spelling of my name. It's joolie@sidvalleyradio.co.uk. Okay, so that's it. Now for our first record of today's programme.
Step you take, I'll be watching you.
King wrote Every Breath You Take in 1982, and it was later included on his band's fifth and final album, I think it was, Synchronicity, which was released later that year. And of course his band was called The Police, in case you've forgotten, which I doubt. And it was suggested as today's opener by Joe Royston, a big fan of the band, and has been for a decade, so she tells me. And who am I to doubt? So the next one is for Sean Kerrabee. Gonna tell Aunt Mary about Uncle John. He claims he has a misery, but he's having a lot of fun. Oh, baby. Yes, baby. Woo, baby. Having me some fun tonight. Yeah. Well, long tall Sally, she's a biblical piece of God. Everything that Uncle John need. Oh, baby. Yes, baby. Woo, baby. Having me some fun tonight. Yeah. Well, I saw Uncle John with bald head Sally. He saw Aunt Mary coming and he ducked back in the alley. Oh, baby. Richard's 1956 song Long Tall Sally started as a piece of paper a young girl gave Little Richard's producer Richard Blackwell, and a popular disc jockey, Honey Cheerley, introduced Blackwell to the girl, who wanted to write a song in order to raise money for her ailing Aunt Mary. The little girl had only written three lines: saw Uncle John with Long Tall Sally, they saw Aunt Mary coming, so they ducked in an alley. Now, not wanting to disappoint the popular disc jockey Blackwell, took the lyrics back to Little Richard and they turned it into a song. Long Tall Sally became Little Richard's biggest hit. Now, Sean Kerrabee not only asked to hear that record, but also supplied that interesting backstory to the song. So thank you, Sean. Very much appreciated. Now here's a song that I think a lot of people will identify with, especially after recent weather events.
Why is it all so quiet? Why do the birds all sing? 'Cause when it's all so quiet, something's happening. It must be moving in the silence, so that we won't see. We think it's all behind us, then suddenly it's time. I feel a storm coming. I feel a storm coming. To be a reason, and in God we can trust. He made us all believe in and then turn to dust. So go and grab your war paint, 'cause one more saint's got to fight to live for.
with your eyes. You're telling me lies.
Rock band Pilot released January in 1975, and it was to become their only record to reach the top of the charts that year. Karen Bransford wanted it played for her cat, who is a little under the weather at the moment and loves to hear Karen singing that song. So I hope that your dear little fur baby is well on her way to being her old self again soon, Karen. Please give her a kiss between the ears for me. Now, here's legendary Simon and Garfunkel and their classic, Mrs. Robinson.
Thank you. could shout about it when you've got to choose. Every way you look at it, you lose. Where have you gone, Joe DiMaggio? Our nation turns its lonely eyes to you. Ooh, what's that you say, Mrs. Robinson? Joe to Joe has left and gone away.
This is Sid Valley Radio.
When you're alone and life is making you lonely, you can always go downtown. When you've got worries, all the noise and the hurry seems to help, I know. Downtown, just listen to the music of the traffic in the city. Linger on the sidewalk where the neon signs are pretty. How can you lose? The lights are much brighter there. You can forget all your troubles, forget all your cares, so go downtown. Things will be great when you're downtown. No finer place for sure. Don't hang around and let your problems surround you. There are movie shows downtown. Maybe you know some little places to go to where they never close. Downtown, just listen to the rhythm of a gentle bossa nova. You'll be dancing with them too before the night is over. Happy again. The lights are much brighter there. Can't forget all your troubles, forget all your cares, so go downtown, where all the lights are bright, downtown, waiting for you tonight, downtown, you're gonna be alright now,
downtown,
forget all our troubles, forget all our cares, so go downtown. Things will be great when you're downtown. Don't wait a minute more, downtown. Everything's waiting for you.
Did you know that in the annual disc jockey poll in America, Downtown was voted the second best single released in 1965? Petrulli Clark was voted third most popular female singer of the year as well. I know, extraordinary, but then that is the living legend that is Petrulli Clark, a quite extraordinary lady.
So dearly, please.
but I'll never, 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 never let him go.
Sisters were stars of radio and television and were the most popular sister group in the 1950s. Harry Grayson was and is an avid collector of their recordings, and as Sincerely is one of his favourites, I thought I'd play it for him today. Hope you're keeping well, young man, and stay warm, and please give my love to your lovely lady, Edie. Now off to 1991 we go, and a lovely song from Bette Midler. It's From a Distance. Happy Sunday, everyone.
From a distance, the world looks blue and green, and the snow-capped mountains white. From a distance, the ocean meets the stream, and the eagle takes to flight. From a distance, there is harmony, and it echoes through the land. It's the It's the voice of every man. From a distance, we all have enough, and no one is in need. And there are no guns, no bombs, and no even
Watching us.
Shout was released as a single in 1984 and is the first song on Tears for Fears' second album, Songs from the Big Chair. Ben Foreman loves all things from the 1980s and is an amateur DJ, and he always makes sure, apparently, that he opens up his set with Shout. I can understand why. It's got a great beat and probably one of the most sampled songs of all time. This week's challenge is from Adam Leslie, and he wants to hear the song that was written in the same Westminster pub where Karl Marx is reputed to have written Das Kapital. Well, Adam, that would be this one. It's The Foundations, Baby Now That I've Found You, which was written in the Quo Vadis bar in London's Dean Street. Thanks for the challenge.
You're listening to Timeless Vinyl with Julie. This is Neda from Feminem.
Thank you.
Recorded in 1975, Fame was David Bowie's first number one in both the United States and in Canada. However, it only reached number 17 here in the Kingdom, and it was co-written with John Lennon in New York. John Lennon, in fact, can be heard on that recording. He was the one contributing the higher voice. Now, speaking of records that reached number one, here's one from 1958.
Throughout history, there have been many songs written about the Eternal Triangle. This next one tells the story of a Mr. Grayson, a beautiful woman, and a condemned man named Tom Dooley. When the sun rises tomorrow, Tom Dooley must hang. Hang down your head, Tom Dooley, hang down your head and cry. Hang down your head, Tom Dooley, poor boy, you're bound to die. I met her on the mountain, there I took her life. Met her on the mountain, stabbed her with my knife. Hang down your head, Tom Dooley, hang down your head and cry. Hang down your head, Tom Dooley, poor boy, you're bound to die. This time tomorrow, reckon where I'll be. Hadn't it been for Grayson, I'd have been in Tennessee.
Oh, well now, boy,
hang down your head, Dooley. Hang down your head and cry.
Oh, boy, oh, well,
hang down your head, Tom, your head and cry. Oh, boy, you're bound to die.
Oh, well now, boy,
hang down your head, Dooley. And cry. Hang down your head and cry.
Oh, boy, oh, well,
hang down. Bound to die. This time tomorrow, reckon where I'll be. Down in some lonesome valley, hanging from a white oak tree. Hang down your head, Tom Dooley. Hang down your head and cry. Hang down your head, Tom.
Oh, well, now, boy.
Hang down your head, Tom Dooley. Hang down your head and cry.
Oh, well,
hang down your head, Tom Dooley. Poor boy, you're bound to die. Poor boy, you're bound to die. Poor boy, you're bound to die.
Poor boy, you're bound to die.
It is one of the greatest surprises, some might say flukes, of popular music, that record we've just listened to. It's a simple two-chord song about a Confederate veteran named Tom Dooley, who stabbed his cheating girlfriend, Laura Foster, in a jealous rage and was hung in Statesville, North Carolina in 1868. And it ignited the great folk music revival of the late 1950s and early 1960s. Even more unlikely, the song propelled three newly graduated college students into international stardom, the likes of which was only matched by the Beatles years later. The song, of course, was Tom Dooley, and it was recorded by the Kingston Trio, made up of Dave Gard, Nick Reynolds and Bob Shane, who quickly became one of America's most popular and influential folk music groups.
Shop, sold a house.
Fontaine Sisters with Billy Vaughan's orchestra and Heart of Stone, which they recorded in 1954. It went on to be better known than the original version, which had been released earlier in that year by a group called The Jewels. Now, Hope Johnson would like to hear Toto's 1983 record, Africa, as it was her mother's favourite song. I'm pleased to play it for you, Hope, and I'm truly sorry for your loss. Stay strong, young lady. Thoughts and prayers are with you and with your family. Well, that's going to be it for another week. I do hope that you've enjoyed our hour together today and that you will join me again next Sunday here on Sid Valley Radio at 2 p.m. And as always, between now and then, I'll try and find some forgotten gems that were recorded on vinyl for you. Please stay tuned for the Sunday Tea Dance, which is up next. And then at 4 p.m. we have another old-time radio hour, where we revisit radio shows from the golden age of radio. And I hope that you will join me in a minute for the Sunday Tea Dance. In the meantime, take it away, Winifred. Stay safe, everyone.